Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Come on, come on. Hari Purusham Namaham Vajami Antani Yasa Sakale Priya Priti Manti Asyan Vipan Vikayanti Kiram Nanti Ananda Chinmaya
Sardi, I'm still in Delhi. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Visakadevi K. Sisi Krishna Balarama K. Sisi Gornitai K. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Vakate Satma Siguru charana padma ke balava kade sadma bandhamu sabatanamate bandhamu sabatanamate Yahara prasadevai e bhavator yaga Yahara prasadevai e bhavator yaga Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Akya Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Akya Arana kori ho mane asha Arana kori ho mane asha Guru charane rati aise uttama gati Guru charane rati aise uttama gati Ye prasade pure sarva asa Ye prasade pure sarva asa Chakudha dilodhe dhanne dhanne prabhu se Chakudha dilodhe dhanne dhanne prabhu se Devya gani de prakashita Devya Gyani De Prakashita oh. Prema bhakti taha hate avidya vinasayate. Prema bhakti taha hate avidya vinasayate. Vede gaya hara charita. Vede gaya hara charita. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. Lokena Lokera Jivana. Lokena Lokera Jivana. Aha Prabhu Kara Daya. Deho Mare Pada Chaya. Aha Prabhu Kara Daya. Deho Mare Pada Chaya. Ebeja Shusote Bhubana. Ebeja Shusote Bhubana. Se Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. Se Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. Lokena Lokera Jivana. Lokena Lokera Jivana. Ah, Prabhu Kara Daya. Deho Mare Pada Chaya. Prabhu Kara Daya. Deho Mare Pada Chaya. Ebe Jasu Sute Bhubana. Sila Prabhu Patita Pavana. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Patita Pavana Srila Prabhupada. Patita Pavana Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Lita Go Haribo. Haribo. Haribo, go Haribo. Litai, go Haribo. Haribo, Haribo, go Haribo. Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja Ki. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyata Shatarine Yasomatina dana braja varana gara gokula ranjana kana Yasomatina dana braja varana gara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Parana Dana Madana Manohara Kali Adamana Vidana Amala Hari Namami Abhilasa Vipina Purandara Navina Nagara Barabham Sibadana Subhasa Raja Jana Palana Surakula Nashana Nanda Godana Rakowala Govinda Madhavana Vanita Taskara Vanita Taskara Sundarananda Gopala Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasana Hara Rasa Rasika Kripa Maya Sirada Vala Vindavana Natavara Sirada Vala Vindavana Natavara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundasira,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Yamuna Tira Bana Chari Yamuna Tira Bana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Jaya Radha Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Jai Radha Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Yamuna Tirabana Chari Yamuna Tirabana Chari Yamuna Tirabana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dari Jaya Radha Yasodhanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yasodhanandana Yasodhanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yasodhanandana Yamuna Chirabana Chari Yamuna Yamuna Chirabana Chari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopijana Bala Bajri Baradhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Vibho Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nitago Haribo, 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 Nitago Haribo. Nitago Haribo, 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 Nitago Haribo. Jaya Vishnu Paramahansa Puri Vrakracharya Astuta Sita Sushumad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishnu Paramahansa Puri Vrakracharya Astuta Sita Sushumad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasarita Ku Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Brindiki Iskamfana Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Namachaya Shilaridas Thakur ki. Grantura Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki. Nitai Gopi Manandi. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Narayana Namaskritya. Bolo. Narai Chaiva Narottaman. Devam Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Dirayet. Nasa Prayeshwa Badresu. Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttamas Loke. Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki. Vede Ramane Chaiva Purane Bharati Teta Hado Adyam Chamadi Chahari Savate Kiyate Mokam Karotiva Chalan Pangu Langarite Grihi Yakripata Hambande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Projito Kadabhuta Paramoni Masram Satam Vedam Vastavam Matavastu Shivadam Tabatayo Mulana Shima Bhagavate Mahamani Kritenki Vai Para Ishwaraya Sadhyurudi Habaridi Titrakitivita Krishna Megama Kapatalu Galitam Phalam Sukamukam Dravasam Yutam Pibatam Bhagavatam Rasamalaya Mahura Urasika Bhavibhavaka Gurave Gurachandraya Aratika Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabhaktaya Namo Nama Agena Timenda Se Gana Gana Salakaya Jasus Matayana Tasma Se Gurave Nama Namamo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pritaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vinata Swami Namina Namaste Sasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nibise Sasunibadi Pashtura Starini Banja Kapaturu Vyascha Kripa Suni Vivacha Patitanam Pavana Vibhyo Vashna Vibhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abhita Gadahara Sivashadi Gora Bhakta Vinde Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I thank everyone for being here this morning for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And also those who are watching from Vrindavan TV. So the topic is the killing of Arishtasura, the bull demon. So this is a very interesting chapter. This chapter we heard about how Arishta came to Vrindavan and how then Narada Muni, he went to Mathura and told Kamsa that, yes, that person who you've been afraid of is already taking birth in Vrindavan, and that is Krishna. So Narada Muni went to Mathura and gave Kamsa the news that, yes, Krishna is in Vrindavan. He has been killing all these demons that you have been sending to Vrindavan. So we just read together the text number one. No, text number two. Yeah, text number two. We read together. Because today we're going to cover till text number four. So we chant together text number two. Rambamanam karataram. Padacha vilikan mahim. Udyam ya pucham vaprani Visanagrena chodaram Kinchi kinchi chakri munchan Mutrayan stabdalochana Rambamana karataram Padacha bilikan mahim Udhyanya pucham vaprani Visana grena chodaran Kinchit kinchit chakri muncha Mutrayan stabdalochana Rambhamana karataram Padacha vilikan mahim Udyanya pucham vaprani Visana grena chodaran Kinchit kinchit chakrim munchan Mutrayan stabdalochana You can please chant. Chant. Anybody? Somebody else, you just chanted. Mataji's? Rambamanaha Biloin Karataram Most harshly Pada with his hoofs Cha and Vilikam Scrapping Mahim the ground Udyanya, raising upward, Pucham, his tail, Vaprani, the embankments, Vishana, of his arms, Agrena, with the tips, Cha, and Uldharan, Lifting and tearing up, kinchit kinchid,
a little sacred stool, munchan, releasing, mutrayan, urinating, stabda, glaring, lochana, his eyes. Translation by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Aristasura billowed very harshly and pawed the ground. With his tail raised and his eyes glaring, he began to tear off the embankments with the tips of his horns, every now and then passing a little stool and urine. So this one has no purpose. So this is the story of Aristasura, how he came to Vrindavan and caused a big havoc before Krishna eventually, you know, killed him. So when Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, when the Lord came to Vrindavan, so that time he was looking for Radhakan, because there was no Radhakan. So Mahaprabhu was looking for Radhakan, and so he was asking all the inhabitants of the village that where's Radhakan, but nobody could know where Radhakan is. And then there was said, oh, Aristagram. Aristagram means the village of Arista. So Aristagram, this was the place where Krishna actually killed Aristasura. So the Aristagram, it was known that time as Aritagram, that's what the Radhakan was known. So then Mahaprabhu discovered the two ponds. He discovered two ponds, like kind of side by side. So Mahaprabhu, because he's Krishna himself, so he immediately know that, oh, this is Radhakund. And this is Radhakund, and next to it is Shamakund. So Mahaprabhu immediately jumped inside and took bath. Even though it was just a small pond of water, but Mahaprabhu took bath. So later on, Raghunandas Goswami, he excavated the Radhakund the way it is today. So, like usually in Kartik time, there is the Bahulashtami, which is a big celebration of Vrindavan, the Bahulashtami. But that is actually the day that Mahaprabhu discovered Radhakan, not the day that Radhakan was created. It was created during the April time. That I forgot the name of the month. The name of the month in April, that's when Krishna killed Aristasura, and when the gopis, after the accusation of Krishna having killed a bull, so Krishna first created the Shamakun, and in competition, the gopis, they created Radharani, and the gopis, they created Radhakund. So that's the short story. So here, we see that Aristasura, he had come to Vrindavan. But previous to that, back in Mathura, because Kamsa, he had seen so many of his friends, of his demoniac friends, whom he had sent to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. But all of them are getting killed, you know, especially the Sankachuda, you know. So many demons, Sakatasura, Bakasura, you know, Putana, you can name it. So many of them that Krishna, that Kamsa sent to Vrindavan, but they were all killed by Krishna. They were all killed by Krishna. So Kamsa, so he called his friend, his friend was Arista, he called him. He said, my dear Arista, have you heard anything about this Krishna? Have you heard anything about him? This Krishna is so notorious. This son of Nanda is so notorious. You know? whatever he does is so amazing. He's just completely out of this world, whatever he does. I've sent so many, many powerful demons to Vrindavan, but he has killed all of them. His activities are so uncommon. See, here, Kamsa is glorifying Krishna. Actually, it was mentioned that Kamsa, he was 100% Krishna conscious. Day and night, he was always thinking of Krishna day and night. Always thinking of Krishna. But unfortunately, his thinking of Krishna was unfavorable thinking. Like Rupa Sila Rupa Goswami, he said, Anya Bila Sita Sonya Gyana Kama Dhyana Vritam, Anu Kujina Krishna No Sila. And I wish you render service to Krishna. We should think of Krishna in a very favorable way, not unfavorable way. So we see that the demons, they were always thinking of Krishna. Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. But he was thinking of Krishna in an unfavorable way because why? When his sister Devaki was being given marriage to Vasudev, Kamsa was told through the prediction that your sister, her eighth child will kill you. Her eighth child is going to kill you. So from that moment on, Kamsa was always Krishna conscious. He was always thinking of Krishna. He never forget Krishna. Every moment, his thinking of Krishna is kind of, it's called a Bhaya rasa. There are 12 kind of rasas. There are 5 primary rasas, and then there are 7 secondary rasas. So one of these rasas is kind of a wonderment, whereby one simply become wondered of seeing the person. So Kamsa, he has this kind of relationship of wonder, whereby he sees Krishna as a sort of fear, because he sees Krishna as death personified, the person who's going to eventually kill him. So he called Arista that, oh, my dear friend, this Krishna is so wonderful. He's doing so many wonderful things. When he was 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Now he just killed Sankachuda. And there is no superior hero that is equal to him. So no one is equal to him. And then he's telling Aristotle said that, but you too, you are a great hero in the society. But I'm so ashamed that I feel that even because this boy has been predicted that he's going to kill me. But I have so many, many powerful friends like you. So how can this be? So in this way, Kamsa, he was, basically lamenting before Arista. So when Kamsa was pathetically speaking this way, so Arista laughed. He laughed. He said, come on, my friend, my dear friend, what is this boy, Krishna? How can you be afraid when you have a friend like me? How can you be afraid when you have a friend like me? Look, this Krishna, yes, he has killed so many, many of our friends, demonic friends. Yes, he has actually given us a bad name. How come you have not sent me to Vrindavan to come and deal with? Okay, just see. I am going to go to Vrindavan. This is just a mere boy. This Krishna, this Balaram, they're just a mere boy. I am going to kill them. I'm going to send them to the abode of Yamaraj. I'm going to kill both of them, so you just watch. So therefore, Arista, he made these boastful words that, yes, he's going to go to Vrindavan and kill Krishna. So he came to Vrindavan and assumed a very, very, big form, the form of a bull. So he assumed the form of a bull, and this bull is described to be... It was said to be very, very long. He expanded his body to be 80 miles in length. 80 miles. It was not an ordinary bull. 80 miles. Just like 140 kilometers. Just imagine. It's like from here to Delhi. 140 kilometers. So Aristasura, his size was the size of from here to the length of his size. The length of his body was from here to Delhi. Just imagine. That is unimaginable. We cannot imagine it. It's unimaginable. That's why sometimes when people cannot believe all these stories, they say, "Oh, this is just mythology." But this is Puranic stories. These are stories in the Puranas. Normally, and Purana means the old stories, Pura and Na, but not mythology. It's true. These are true stories. So we cannot say that, oh, this is just some mythological idea. So it was very, very long. It was very, very big, this Aristasura. And they were saying that his lamp was as high, it was high as the peak of the mountain. It was touching the clouds. You know, it was just touching the cloud. It's, you know, the hump on his back. So be touching the cloud. And then as he was walking, all the trees, plants, they were all smashed just by the touch of his heavy body. As he was walking around, his body, it was like just dismantling everything on his way. And then he was blowing, making so much heavy sound. He was blowing, making this blowing, that so much so that the cows, everyone became very afraid. Everyone was very, very afraid. The cows, especially the pregnant cows, they all got miscarriage. They were all having a miscarriage. The pregnant cows, the pregnant women. So it caused so much fear thing when he came to Vrindavan, this Aristasura. So, and then he's describing that as he was walking, his eye was very glaring. So he was, with his hands, he was tearing up everything with his arm. Tearing up everything. And then such a big rascal, he was also passing some stool and some urines. He was just causing a great disturbance, you know. So this is the way Aristasura, came here to Vrindavan. And then, in text 3-4, Yashya Nihadite Nanga Nisturena Gavaninam Patanti Akalatu Gabai Sabanti Sma Baye Nabai Nibisanti Gano Yashya Kakudi Achela Sankaya Tantishna Singam Udvixya Gopya Gopascha Tatasu. This is the text number 3-4 of December. Okay. So, translation. My dear king, Sukadeva Goswami speaking. My dear king, clouds hovered about sharp on Aristasura's hump. So, because his hump was touching the cloud, mistaking it for a mountain. And when the cowherd men and ladies caught sight of the demon, they were struck with terror. Indeed, the stranded reverberation of his roar so frightened the pregnant cows and women that they lost their fetus in miscarriage. It's loud billowing, it's loud noise, loud. It's so deafening that it causes the pregnant cows, women to lose their fetuses. It caused them to have miscarriage. You see? So in the purport here it mentions So the Vedic literatures categorizes miscarriages as follows: Achatu, Tad, Babit, Shraba, Pata, Panchama, Shashtayo, Ata, Odion, Prashuti, Shet. Up to the fourth month, a premature delivery is called Shraba. In the fifth, six months, it is called Pata. And after this, it is considered a birth, Prashuti. So this is just a smaller description the quoting here is, this is by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So it's mentioned, Srila Swami said, by whose reverberation the embryos of the cows and of this woman, just by reverberation. In this regard, these subdivisions are described. So we just hear the subdivisions of different varieties of the pregnancy and when miscarriages occur. These are just the technical terms. So now these pastimes of Aristasura coming to Vrindavan. So it happens on the, when he arrived here, it was a dusk. It was evening time. So this was described that this was just before Lord Krishna has his Rasalila with the gopis. So it was, he said that before the Rasalila, because normally every night Lord Krishna has Rasalila with the gopis every night. Actually, there are two types of Krishna Lila. There is a Nitya Lila, and then there is a Naitmika Lila. Nitya Lila are the eternal pastimes, and the Naitmika Lila, these are the temporary, occasional pastimes. So the Nitya Lila are described to be the eightfold daily pastimes that Lord Krishna performed. There are eightfold daily pastimes which Lord Krishna performs. This is called Astaka Lila. Beginning from early morning, like from 4 o'clock in the morning, which is called Nishanta Lila, and this goes till nighttime, Nakta Lila. So these eight four daily pastimes are described as Nishanta Lila, Prata Lila, Pravan Lila, Madhyan Lila, Apraha Lila, Sayan Lila, Pradosh Lila, and then Nakta Lila. So all these Lila, all these eight four daily pastimes, these are pastimes by which Lord Krishna eternally performs with his devotees. Eternally performs. And sometimes these pastimes, they are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, depending on the devotees. Sometimes it's manifest, sometimes unmanifest. But the pastimes are eternally, they always goes on. But the Naitmik Lila, these are the occasional pastimes. So the pastimes of killing the demons, these are occasional. It's not that Krishna is eternally killing demons. No, no. Just to add some flavor to his lila, to his relationship with the devotees, so Krishna appeared to be killing the demons. So, like when the Lord came here, many demons were killed. And of course, as we're going to learn later on, that this lila, the of killing the demons, they have some specific significance. These pastimes of killing the demons. Now, even though that yes, Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he killed many demons, and when he kills them, he gives them liberation. But sometimes, like Srila Santa Goswami described in the Briya Bhagavatamrita, Sometimes he does not always kill the demons. He does not always kill them. Like it was described that when Krishna was here in Vrindavan, and then Aristasura came. So when Aristasura came, so Krishna simply took him and put a noose on his nose. And then Krishna put a noose on his nose and dragged him to the place of Lord Shiva. He dragged him and put him there, so put to the place of Lord Shiva. So there was no description of killing. But this is just the way sometimes the acharyas, sometimes they describe these pastimes. And then just so it's mentioned that Krishna pastime is eternal, but sometimes now, because there are many, many universes, whereby when one pastime finishes in one particular universe, there is going on in another universe. So therefore, we have this Nityalila. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had described the pastimes of killing the demons as being a representative of various anarthas which we have in us, and these anarthas by which Krishna has to remove in the form of killing the demons. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Sri Krishna Samhita, he described 18 different types of anarthas. 18 different types of anarthas, which means within us, it's actually demoniac principle within us. That yes, we want to be devotees. We want to be devotees, but there are many, many aspects. So, in the Krishna Samhita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is regarding the killing of Aristasura. He's describing the meaning of this killing. He said, Indriyani Bhajantyeke Tektva Baidam Vidin Shab Subam Navame Vishabhas Tepi Nasyante Krishna Tejasa. So, this is from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, many weak-hearted people give up the path of regulatory principles and enter the path of attachment. When they are unable to realize the soul's spiritual attachment, they behave like Vrishabhasura or Aristasura, the bull, by cultivating perverted material attachment. They will be killed by the prowess of Krishna. The example of this obstacle is regularly found among the selfish Dharma Dvajis, the showbottle devotees. So, in this lila of Aristasura killing, Aristasura, represents the hypocrisy, Dharma Dvaji. Like, for example, there are many, many demons, just like the Putana. Putana represents the false guru. And then you have Agasura, false pride. You have Sakatasura. So different demons represent particular anarthas that we normally have within us. So this is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described. So this killing of Aristasura represents the hypocrisy that is there. Because hypocrisy simply means that we pretend ourselves to be what we are not. We present ourselves to be what we are not. That is hypocrisy. So in the Sajjana Tosana Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had written, there is no worse association in the whole world than that of a Dharma Dvaji. Dharma Dvaji means an hypocrite. One should rather associate with sense enjoyers. Being deceitful, the Dharma Dvajis take on the appearance of devotees with a desire to cheat everyone and to fulfill their crooked desires. They cheat the foolish by helping them in their rascaldom. Some of the Dharma Dwajis become gurus, and others become disciples. And by trickery, they accumulate wealth, women, false prestige, and material assets. If one gives up the association of crooked hypocrites, one can honestly engage in devotional service. So which means if there is hypocrisy, then there is no question of engaging in the pure devotional service of the Lord. So therefore, hypocrisy must be given up. So hypocrisy, being hypocrite must be given up by appealing to Krishna to come and kill this demoniac influence within us, this Aristasura, to come and kill it. So there are 14 verses by which the killing of Aristasura is described in there are 14 verses. Can we go on, Hare Krishna? We can read some more verses. He's sleeping. We can read some few more verses. We can read more verses about this Aristasura killing. Okay. So we read text number 5. Pasavu Dadhu Bodhita Rajan Santyajya Gokulam Krishna Krishna Dite Save Govindam Saranam Jayo. So the domestic animals fled the pasture in fear, O King. And all the inhabitants rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter, saying, crying, Krishna Krishna Payimam, Krishna Krishna. You know, everyone took shelter of Krishna. Even though, yes, Krishna is the life of Vrindavan, is the life of everyone. And everyone knows that, yes, Krishna is also the one who gives protection, who gives shelter to everyone. So whenever there's any trouble, the Vrijabasi spontaneously simply cry out to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, they simply cry out to him. Spontaneously. So when Aristasura, when he's causing all his disturbance, so all the inhabitants, they all run to Krishna and then they cry out to him. Krishna, Krishna. Bhagavana Pita Bhishma Gokulam Baya Vidrutan Ma Baksheti Girasaswa Virusasyan Upas Upavayat. When the Supreme Lord saw the cowherd community distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them, saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Then he called out to the demon as follows. So Krishna called out to Aristasura. Challenge him. Gopala epashubi manda trishitai kim ashatama mayi sashtari dustaram twa vidanam duratmanam. You fool! What do you think you are doing? You wicked rascal. Fight me the cowherd community and their animals when I'm here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you. You know? So, and of course, Krishna, nobody can thwart his effort. And of course, for Krishna, just a play for him. It's just a play. You know, it's not that, you know, no matter how big a demon is, they are never a challenge to Krishna. They are never a challenge to him. After all, just by the twinkling of his eye, the whole universe can be exterminated. So what is this? Demons. So, but this is just a play. And that's why all the Krishna's pastime, they are described as Lila. Lila means pastime. Lila means play. Play of the absolute. All his activities, they are not, he does not require any extra energy, any extra effort. All his activity is just play thing, that's all. So text number 8. Ityaspo chya chito nishtam
Tala sabdena kopanyam. Sakyo hamse buja bogam. Pasaya vashtito hari. So, having spoken these words, the infallible Lord Hari slapped his arms with his palms, further angering Arista with a loud sound. So Krishna was just like 10 years old. Krishna was pretty young, pretty small, 10 years old that time, because he was just about to go to Mathura. So he was around 11 years old. So Krishna went in front of Arista, challenging him, and then, you know, just playful, slap his chest like this. Say, okay, now you come here. So Krishna was challenging Aristasura. So Krishna was getting ready for a fight. So like a boy's doing, so like, okay, Krishna was, you know, like this, you know, making a challenging thing to the, trying to get the, making the Arista, making him to be very, very angry, to make him angry. So Jesus Krishna is making boastful words, chastising him. Who do you think you are that you can be creating such an havoc to the bridge buses? So Lord Krishna showed his contempt for the he showed his contempt to the ignorant demons, because the demons, they are so ignorant, they think they can kill that person who cannot be killed. You know, it's called Achyuta, means the one who's infallible, unconquerable. You know, it's Achyuta, it's unconquerable. What can conquer him? But because demons, because of their ignorance, they think, oh, we can kill this Krishna. So that's why so many demons that comes itself to send to Vrindavan, they are getting killed, all of them, without any effort. They are getting killed. It was mentioned by the Acharya that every day that Krishna go to the forest, every day Krishna is killing some demons every day. It's only some few demons which are mentioned in the Puranas. But actually, because every day when Krishna come back from the forest, all the cowherd boys, all the Krishna's friends, they will narrate to the Brijabasi that Krishna had killed this particular demon today. Krishna had killed this particular demon today. So there are so many demons that are getting killed every day. And of course, because of their relationship with Krishna, they see the Brijabasi, the elderly gopas, they see Krishna simply as their darling. So they never consider him as someone who is very, very powerful. They don't consider him that way. So they simply, whatever the boy tell them, they simply look at it as simply boys talk. You know, they're just boys talking. The boys just want to say something that, oh, Krishna had killed this particular demon today. But every day, Krishna was killing some demons. Every day. The whole day he was in Vrindavan. You know. So in this way, the demons, when they come to him, they easily get exterminated. And of course, the special quality of Krishna is that any of these demons that he kill, they all become, they all attain liberation. Any of these demons that he kill, that's the special quality. So sometimes the sages, they will say sometimes that maybe we should become demon so that Krishna can, you know, can show his mercy to us sometimes. But okay, we should not become demon. We should perform devotional service in a favorable way. We should think of Krishna in a favorable way, not unfavorable way. We should not think of Krishna just like Kamsa. We should think of Krishna just like the Brijabasi, the Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamaya, the gopis, the gopas, and all the cowherd boys. That is the way we should think of Krishna. So there's more text going on. In the next few texts, it's going to describe the killing of the Arista by Krishna. So I'm going to stop here. If there's any question or comment, I will stop here. Yeah.
Sivananda Sekhar had been murdered a long time ago. I asked the senior devotee, then please tell me, what was happened to Sivananda Prabhu in 2010? He said that he committed suicide. I said he cannot commit suicide because Prabhupada said that anybody who is chanting 16 hours, no one can pay him for not doing three wives. And one who is chanting all 16 hours, how can he commit suicide?
Take the mic from him. Hare Krishna. Anyway, sometimes people get mentally deranged sometimes. Anyway. So, any question, comments about the Arista Sura and somebody we heard? Haribo, is it Mataji there? Pray for him. Yeah, Mataji at the back.
And I was thinking that in our devotional life, those anarthas, they are resurfacing. We can notice them. Mm-hmm. But is that noticing and acknowledging, okay, this is my fault, I have that fault in me as well?
Yeah.
Is that enough? Or we need external help to actually get rid of these anarthas? How can we actually get rid of them?
Chanting is one of them, of course. The chanting is the most powerful way to deal with the anarthas. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in this book, there's a book called Krishna Samhita, published some years ago. So these anarthas are described, and whereby a devotee pray to Krishna to come and kill these anarthas, these demons within us, to come and kill these demons, ego, hypocrisy, selfishness, all these things. So, and the way to pray to Krishna, which means we take shelter of Krishna, and by taking shelter of Krishna, engaging favorable, pure devotional service, so ultimately, these anarthas will be dealt with. Because I mentioned that in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami said, Ado Shraddha Tata Sangha, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti is here. That in the beginning we associate with the devotees, and then we associate, then the devotees, in this case pure devotees, engage us in devotional service of Krishna. And through the engagement, following the footsteps of a pure devotee, the anatta nivritti becomes. Because without anatta nivritti, there can be no taste. Ruchi will not be there. Taste in devotional service will not be there. There will be no taste in chanting, in worshipping. There will be no taste. So anatta nivritti must be there. But this is possible when there is a positive association with advanced devotees, and cultivating devotional service in a very favorable way. We should not see Krishna as the object of our enjoyment. We should see Krishna as the object of service. Not to be enjoyed, but we are to be enjoyed by Krishna. So in this way, the anarthas will go away. And then we can be able to start relishing Krishna's name. When we hear Krishna's lila, pastime, we become very, very greedy to hear. It's not that we are coming to Bhagavatam class. First of all, we don't like the speaker. And secondly, we cannot wait until the class is over. So we have no taste to hear Bhagavatam class. I heard of a story, maybe Devi Shakti Mataji will know it, about a person who was coming here to hear Bhagavatam class. He does not even know English, but he was coming every day to hear the class. Because, the devotees are speaking about Krishna. even though he doesn't know English. You know. So this is someone, this is an example of a someone who have taste. So when there's another liberty, there'll be taste for everything, there'll be taste for Krishna's name, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastimes, and the Krishna devotee, of course. And then our devotional service will become meaningful that way. So that is just some little bit of hint. Any further questions you can ask Devishakti Mataji at the back. So any other point? Mataji at the back. When Radhakum was made, was excavated, it's probably that time. I know that they, some say the day Radhakum was discovered, or some say maybe the day Radhakum was excavated. Because Raghunandas Goswami, he excavated Radhakum. He built Radhakum the way it is today. So, because before that time, there was no Radhakum before that time. So there was no like Baula Stami and anything like that. There was no like Baula Stami before that time. So, and according to the authorities that the Aristasura was killed in Chaitra Purnima, which is the in April. And that's when Radhakund was, and the first Shyamakund and then Radhakund. I mean, there may be a little bit of variation in the details as far as the Baula Stami, but as the Baula Stami is not the day when Srimati Radharani and Gopi friends when they met Radhakund. It's definitely not the day, the Baula Stami. Another thing I heard was that this day whereby people, they have all kinds of wish. So when they go to Radhakund that day, their particular wish, desire is get fulfilled. That's another thing I've heard. That, so it become like a traditional thing. It become like a tradition. We have rather on the Baula Stami, people just go to Radhakund and they take bath in the midnight. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. It's after 9 o'clock. Grand Trust Member Gautam Ki. Sila Prabhupada Ki. Gopi Manande.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna